This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, my friends, the FDA Dragon Slayer is actually not dragon slaying or slaying dragons tonight. He's actually at his daughter's play, and he's being daddy. A good daddy he is. And daddy here, Robert Scott Bell, and mommy over there, Cheryl Chumley, joining you for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Robert? Great.
Going well. I'm out and about, or oot and a boot, as our Canadian friends say. I've got to do some trainings for medical doctors this weekend, so I'm already on the road. But never mind me. We're gonna, you know, lash out at the those who oppose freedom. And you know, I was reading your latest opinion piece over at Washington Times, Cheryl, about Jason Chaffetz is right. Where's the memo, Mr. Comey? And I'm just looking at this thing. You're almost reading my mind about the. What we call the legacy media, the mainstream media, the I call them pharmaceutically conflicted, but they're statist media. They are basically puppets of big government. And they have literally, figuratively, in every other way, declared war on the people who love liberty with these incessant attacks on the current administration, no matter what is going on. I mean, it's gone beyond anything I ever remember. And listen, I know that, you know, there, those of us who were upset with during the Obama years, there were certainly antagonistic relationships then, but I don't think it came nearly close to what I'm seeing right now.
No, this is vicious. It's absolutely vicious out there. And funny you just talk about that, because in Saturday's edition of the Washington Times, the column that I just wrote today, and it's very well researched, it's called The Art of the Trump Takedown, and it's all about that. It's the left and the media, and just one message after another. You barely get over one hit on Trump, and here comes another. And it's a vicious cycle, and it feeds itself too. Like, the media will put out one potential scandal, and within the discussion of the story, they will slide in, well, Trump hasn't broken any laws, yet, but the potential is there. And then next day you have, you know, someone in the Democrat Party coming out and taking that and running with it. And then you have the pundits responding to the politician who commented on it on TV. And then you have Trump tweets. And now the media has a new cycle to jump on this. And next thing you know, you have Trump guilty and impeached practically before he's even done anything against the law. It's vicious. You're absolutely right. We've not seen anything like this in political history, as far as I can remember. And I can tell you what, it's not going to get any better.
Cheryl, I look at this, and you know, as a show primarily focused on health, I mean, we do a lot more politics and economics this hour every week with Jonathan when he's here, of course, and you and then Norm. I look at this and I say, you know what, when people are confused, and they often are, about diet and nutrition and medicine, healthcare, right? I'm here to help sort through the mess, because I've been through it myself for a long time now, 26 plus years. This level of confusion, which is purposeful, you know, these so-called attacks on, or they are attacks on Trump and anybody related to him, or anybody in support of him, or any of his policies. And it's also the confusion is being added to by there's not a lot of backbone in the Republican Party to back up and defend and call these folks out. So it's resonating in a way to create purposeful confusion so that nothing can be accomplished. And in that way, maybe they are successful in saying, you know, even if we don't take Trump down totally, we can make it so he can't do anything.
Confusion is absolutely the word of the day. And you're right. The Republicans are just jumping along this bandwagon as well. You know, you just had John McCain just this week come out and say the Trump administration has reached the level of scandal that Watergate was. Wildly, off the mark on that comparison. But the problem is people are confused. There is so much in this 24-hour news cycle that's anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump all the time. It's hard to sift through all that to get to the fact. And speaking of, a few minutes ago you brought up the Jason Chaffee's affair, the whole thing with Jason Chaffee requesting for James Comey to provide the memos that James Comey says indict Trump, basically in saying that Trump asked Comey specifically to back off investigating former National Security Advisor, the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Mm-hmm. Trump says that never happened. James Comey said that he wrote down details of their conversation after, and that is basically an FBI memo now, and so it counts as proof for some, I don't know how that works. Huh. You can write down your conversation with somebody and then call it a memo, and that's proof. But Chaffee is saying, look, Comey, show us the memo. And it hasn't come forward. Nobody's seen the memo. And yet Trump is guilty by the media's, the media has labeled Trump as guilty of saying that he told Comey to back off the investigation of Michael Flynn, which would be an obstruction of justice. But let's remember, there is no memo that's been produced. This is all James Comey saying that Trump said that. Trump denies it. And so this is the actual fact of the matter. The American people don't have any proof, and yet the media is pushing it as if Trump is guilty.
Well, confusion is, of course, I aid and comfort to the enemy at this point, because if we take Trump at his word that he wanted to dismantle, as Jonathan Emort has said, a lot of the oligarchy, the regulatory state, there's a lot at stake. And there are a lot of people on the Democrat and Republican side that are more invested in the oligarchy, in the regulatory state, than they are in any real principles, whether they be called progressive, whether they be called conservative, or what you want to label it as. And I think this is one of those, you know, last ditch efforts or some ditch effort to basically say, you know what, Trump was, he definitely won. We couldn't beat him back on claiming that Russia got him elected, even though there's some kind of investigation still going on, which I think will prove to be nonsense. But what we can do is just muck up the work so much that the regulatory state will maintain however long Trump is in office, 4 years, 8 years, 2 years, whatever they want to try and portray. So I think that we have to look at who benefits, who wins, who loses in a successful Trump presidency versus one that is hampered by these nonsense scandals at this point.
We need a thinking American public, mm-hmm. and a thinking American public with the ability to have a cooler head about all this media flurry and frenzy that's going on. You know, if you're watching something on news and you're listening to what the pundits are saying, you should be asking yourself, where's the proof? Where's the documentation? And like you just pointed out, who has to gain from this allegation being true? What does the other side say about it? And if the other side denies, then, you know, if there's no document trail, if there's no provable, if there's no way of proving the allegation, then that's all it is at that point. But when these mm-hmm. pundits and these Democrats and these leftists and the media come out the next day and call Trump guilty of certain offenses and say, oh, he's just one step away from being impeached, you'll be armed with the ability to at least recognize, well, that's not true. We just need the American public right now to think about what's going on in the media and how the Democrats and the media are attacking.
Cheryl, even beyond thinking, you know, I think about like a prayerful meditation, a moment of quiet and silence where you can get close and get get to the heart of source, you know, get close with God, whatever you, however you perceive it to be. Because to quiet the cacophony of all the mental meanderings, it's purposefully creating agitation, angst, trepidation, and anxiety. And, you know, even using the mind at that point, unless you're incredibly disciplined, it just is going to go on a rabbit trail after a rabbit trail after a rabbit trail. So I'm thinking, you know, like you talked about the devil in D.C. I mean, if we call for a quiet time of prayer before you start reacting to everything you see in the media. And then also listen to that old funny comedian that's no longer with us, George Carlin. He says he had a few rules that he lives by. One, he doesn't believe anything the government tells him. and I would say I'd add to anything the mainstream legacy media tells us either.
Exactly. And, you know, you're speaking to the choir on that as far as prayer first. Really, this president, more than anything, whether you like Donald Trump or not, you should like the principles of freedom that he's trying to take a stand for in Washington, D.C., the whole drain the swamp, reel back the regulatory atmosphere and so forth. There's something there that you can certainly like about Donald Trump. And if you can't even stomach that, you should be able to look at what's going on with all these vicious attacks and hate that, take a stand against that. And I do think this president needs prayer. I think our nation needs prayer more than anything right now. You know, I wrote that whole book, Devil in D.C., about the power of prayer, how Christians, Judeo-Christian principles can be put back in government, and therefore we can win the true freedoms that our founding father intended. And I agree with you, Robert. It all starts there.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, the quiet, the noise. Because, you know, I don't know, some people may be liking the noise. I don't know. People do enjoy frenzy. There is an adrenaline rush that a lot of people in the media and maybe many Americans are just thriving on, and they can't turn their eyes away from it, much like when you pass a wreck of some kind and you stare. They call that rubbernecking, but you're so drawn into it. The question is, are you strong enough to not be suckered into it, to not be drawn in, and then, of course, you're dragged down into that swamp that Trump says, hey, we'd like to drain that. We'd like to have a little bit more freedom, or how about a lot more freedom? This is much like a scorched earth policy. I remember first hearing about that term in the Gulf War years ago when we talked about what was the guy ahead of Iraq at that time? Was he another Hussein?
I'm not positive.
It's funny that I can't even remember his name now. But the idea was that when he left Kuwait, it was a scorched earth policy. He would burn everything in his path. And this is what we're seeing, that the establishment Democrats and some of the establishment Republicans are willing to burn down the Republic in order to prevent a reduction, even a minimal reduction, minuscule reduction in the bureaucratic state. We're going to talk more about this and some solutions with Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times after this break. The links are going to be up shortly at robertscottbell.com. Please tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Great discussion here with Cheryl Chumley from the opinions page at the Washington Times. Got some great articles out there I'd encourage you to read. We have them linked up shortly in the show notes, and Super Don is blasting them out through social media. You can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, and Cheryl's also on Twitter and other areas. Now, Cheryl, again, we don't... I can get down in the dirt with folks if I need to, but I'm looking at what's going on here. You're writing about it as well. And I'm thinking, what is the end outcome of this? What, you know, how can we best serve, if we will, if our goal is more liberty, right? More freedom, less bureaucratic regulation, less obstruction to justice, much less less obstruction to the freedom of all Americans. You know, how do we respond at this point? And I said, I'm kind of urging folks to step back, and it sounds like you as well, to take a breather and figure this thing out before you get drowned by that drowning victim.
Well, I agree with that assessment, and that is, in fact, what I advocate people doing as well, because it's so easy on the day-to-day news cycle to get sucked into one angry rant after another, and pretty soon you're just worn out, you're worn down. And the way I look at things is no matter what, I see a battle of principalities taking place. So that takes it out of just the simple Republican versus Democrat realm. I look at it as a larger picture. And really, because of my faith, I feel the battle has already been won, and it's in the favor of good. So whether you believe that or not, taking a higher step back approach is only going to help you here. You know, there are things you can do if you want to get in the fight without feeling like you're being defeated before you even start. You can, and this sounds simple, but it's really effective. This is what the left does on a grassroots basis, and they're very effective at it. You can write letters to the editor, you know, pointing out the different views that aren't represented in your local newspaper. You can call those politicians on Capitol Hill and flood their phone lines, flood their email boxes, flood their their letter boxes in Capitol Hill with complaints about their anti-Trump rhetoric based on nothing more than allegations and conjecture. You know, there are things you can do as an individual that will give you a sense of empowerment that, yes, this is my government, and, yes, this is a tough time, a fiery atmosphere we're dealing with right now, but in the end, the right is going to prevail, and you can make yourself part of that movement if you want.
Mm. Well, again, how do you, and this is, I'm asking folks out there, I want you to think about it, contemplate on it, pray on it. How do you contribute to, I obviously as a healer, a homeopath, I like to say, how do you contribute to healing? But people maybe misunderstand that because it isn't necessarily a hold hands and sing songs together. Although if you want to, fine, knock yourself out. I don't mind. It's certainly better than what I see going on right now. But you say you get down into it, you get drawn into it, and pretty soon you're sucked into it. You become a product of it, a victim of it, as opposed to someone who's out creating it, being caused. You're now being the effect of everything around you. And sometimes when you feed that media fire just by observing it, watching it, indulging in it, you unknowingly, not you didn't intend to, but you got sucked into it. And now you're sitting there and you can't think like you call for cognition and rationality. You can't get back to it because the emotions have so overwhelmed you based on what is going on. So it's understandable to get sucked into it. But I just say, step back, unplug from it, and start getting right with creation, and you'll know what to do.
That's good advice. And, you know, I would just add to that. There's a biblical principle that I turn to sometimes in times of confusion, in times of chaos. And it's just simply this, where it says, stand firm in your faith. You know, draw a boundary line about where you will not cross, where you will not allow, intrusions in your life and so forth. And take a stand on that. And for every person, it's different. But with all this political rhetoric and these darts being thrown around, I think, number one, it's important that Americans don't turn a blind eye and put their heads in the sand, because this is our country and our freedoms depend on patriotic Americans getting involved in politics. But second off, don't get sucked down into the mud either. You know, when you feel yourself going there, it's time to disengage for a moment, step back, take a break, say some prayers, go for a walk, what have you, but come back ready to fight. But to fight the good fight, not the leftist, progressive, democratic fight that brings you down into the mud.
Beautifully said. Don't get sucked into it, because you'll end up being dragged down and injured, wounded, hopefully not mortally. And we don't want to see a mortal wound to our nation happening from within. Least of all, you know, the things we've talked about, the threats from outside of it. Cheryl Shumley, you are a champion, a good friend of liberty, and us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We appreciate you. Love you very much.
God bless, Alex.
Yeah, everybody, check out Cheryl Shumley's writings at the Washington Times, and pick up her book, The Devil in D.C. There's a lot of good insight into it, no matter what your religious background is. I think you can appreciate it. And we'll be back. We've got Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We'll talk about fusion centers and this week in Congress after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's another champion for liberty here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, and he's from the Campaign for Liberty. I think there's a theme here, liberty. And his name, Norman Singleton. Norm is back, and we're going to be talking about what C4L is looking at right now, from fusion centers with $1 billion of paranoia to what's going on in Congress, money for patient tracking system. But first, Norm, I talked with Cheryl about this. The cacophony, the noise, the attacks on Trump from every angle, it indicates to me that whether you like Trump or hate Trump or somewhere in between, he is perceived to be a very serious threat to the establishment, to the statist state?
Well, it's interesting because what you've had with Trump, which I don't remember any president in my lifetime receiving such open attacks and opposition and attempt to drive him out of office even before he was even inaugurated. And, you know, a question that is asked is, where's the evidence? And if you look at the details of every charge against him, you'll find that there's holes in the stories. For example, the claim that he gave away classified intelligence during a meeting with the Russian with the ambassador.
Yes.
Apparently, that people who were in the meeting have said that never happened. There's still, as far as I can tell, no solid evidence that Trump colluded in any way with Russia during the campaign, or that Trump officials colluded with Russia. There's some dirty, or maybe not dirty might be the wrong word, but there's some, and certainly the appearance of questionable ties between some of his advisors' lobbying firms, lobbying jobs, and foreign governments. But if you want to look at that, you can look at that is a bipartisan problem. I saw Turkey today was named I forget who was on the supposedly was getting paid by Turkey to lobby the government before they went to work for the Trump campaign. But the reason that my ears popped up at that is it reminded me of a 2005 story by Sybil Edmonds, the notorious whistleblower, that one of the things that she blew the whistle on was the fact that the then Speaker of the House was receiving payments from the Turkish government to do legislative favors for them, and that after this person, and anybody who knows who I'm talking about, I don't want to say his name, but given what we've since learned about him, you will understand why I can't refer to him as a gentleman. But he went to work for a D.C. K Street firm. One of their clients coincidentally happened to be Turkey. We have the Saudi Arabia and the Russian government, of course, known to support various projects of the Clinton Foundation, which mysteriously donations dried up after the election. And if I was a cynic, I might suggest that the Saudis, the Russians, and other foreign government and commercial interests were making large donations not because they believed in what Bill and Hillary were doing and Chelsea were doing to support the world's impoverished, but because they were trying to court favor by subsidizing their lifestyle and their political ambitions. Pick that rock up and expose it, and I think you'll find a lot of unseemly things there. And what I think might protect the political class, though, is sort of an unspoken gentleman's, and or I shouldn't say gentleman, this again, but an unspoken agreement that we will not use the nuclear option. But here comes Trump, who people in his own party dislike, a lot of people, and so I think that it's kind of an all bets are off thing, except for a few segments of the conservative media and some true believing Republican elected office holders and some opportunistic elected office holders. He has very few defenders. There are some who don't like Trump but will defend out of a sense of fair play, due process, defend him against this obvious attack to attempt to uphold, overturn an election. And I just want to make one more point here, because we heard the same thing, we heard this after the 92 election and after the 08 election that, the Republicans are gathering to overturn the Democratic election. They're trying to undermine Clinton. Except for a relatively brief period after 9/11, the Democrats fought Bush tooth and nail, a lot of his agenda all through his administration. But that was more partisanship and the effort to impeach Clinton. It started on the fringe, but what gave it legs wasn't the fact that that there was a media, a vast right-wing conspiracy, to coin a phrase, that was just manufacturing things, was the fact that there was a there. With Obama, most of the opposition was very principled and based on his policies. And I know that there was, the people point to a fringe, you know, the birth certificate stuff, but the difference between the birth certificate stuff and the tax return sideshow and distraction from the real issues and the whole Russia, so-called Russiagate, is that the mainstream Republican Party, the mainstream conservative movement, never embraced birtherism. I know Donald Trump had some fun with it, flirted with it, but then he backed off once Obama released his real birth certificate, if you remember. And if you remember, too, Trump claimed credit for putting an end to the birth, in true Trump fashion, claimed credit yes. for putting an end to it. But here you see, you know, watch MSNBC at night if you can stomach it, and it's all Russiagate all the time. Watch, yeah. Read the left-wing blogs. And they've actually put aside talking about issues. They don't criticize Trump's policies from a left-wing perspective. They're offering no intellectually coherent progressive agenda to the GOP agenda. The only real solid criticism I think that you have from the GOP agenda today actually comes from the libertarians and other factions of conservatism.
Well, yeah, those few that actually have principles and do their level best to live by them or you know, push them as an agenda. But, you know, you've got raw meat for the progressive left here, and if they don't have to engage in a discussion on principles, they're much better off because their principles tend to move, and they're certainly not rooted in liberty. But, again, you're acknowledging something that I'm seeing here as well that I was not wanting to acknowledge initially, was that this is, as Trump says, a little bit or a lot bit different, the attacks on him and his presidency, before he even has an opportunity to do all that much.
Right, right. And there are, of course, Republicans, John McCain, and I know that some people don't consider him a Republican. Or they consider him the ultimate rhino. Lindsey Graham, again, another one that a lot of his Republican bona fides are regularly questioned, but others, you know, both in the elective office and in the what do you call commentariat, are turning on Trump. And I think a lot of it is that they have serious disagreements with him as a on foreign policy. You know, he ran against the neocon agenda, and he, to be fair, he did something that Ron, plowing ground that Ron Paul and Rand Paul have plowed and others have plowed. You know, Trump managed to stand up and criticize the war in Iraq, criticize Bush for going into the war in Iraq. I think at one point he even said that Bush went to Iraq on a lie, knowing that there was false that the intelligence was false. And yet he won the Republican primary, and then he went up against someone who was beloved by the neocons' Democratic counterparts, the so-called humanitarian interventionists, and again he won. And I think that the establishment of both parties, they don't like a non-interventionist foreign policy. They certainly don't like a populist trade policy, and I don't either, because for reasons of economics. They don't like it because these so-called trade agreements is how they get managed trade and how they further globalism and global ties and global governance. That's why people like Ron Paul, who is a staunch free trader, and people like the Mises Institute oppose these gargantuan trade deals. Yes. There's always some little special corporate side deals in them, and there's always some little bureaucracy in there. You know, we got the WTO telling us what our tax laws have to be. If you're a globalist, you love that. But if you are a fan, or if you are an opponent of unaccountable bureaucracy, you should hate that, because if you think that a bureaucracy in D.C. is distant and unaccountable, how about one located in, I don't know, Brussels or Geneva? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Norm, excellent overview. One of the things in watching the election that led to Trump's victory was the more he was attacked by the left and the right, the more I said, hey, maybe this guy can do something that's going to be good for America, because we've seen the left and the right as the establishment are all statists to varying degrees. It's just which kind of statism do you like least, perhaps. And so there was real promise there.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of it, and a lot of it was just the fact that people are so tired of being having the political, what's acceptable political discourse defined, and to be so politically correct, and you have a Democratic Party that is seems to be more interested in talking about identity politics and bathrooms than real issues to help real people. And it might be because Obama was maybe the last gasp of big government liberalism, and Obamacare may be the last big government liberal program that we have, and its collapse could be the break in the dam that leads to all of them collapsing. As Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is you run out of other people's money. I think we should update that to say the problem with Keynesianism is eventually the Fed can't print any more money.
Yeah, how much can you print over the debt when the debt becomes so ridiculous that you can't hide from it, run from it, or pretend it isn't there anymore?
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, we got to take a break here, Norm. Hang in there. I want to talk to you about this money for patient tracking system, because you brought up Ron Paul, and Ron made sure this wouldn't happen, but he's no longer in Congress. Have they snuck it back in, or is there a way to counteract it? Are they going to track you if you're engaged in a doctor-patient relationship in these United States of America, or the corporate de facto United States that is operating far out of the realm of limited government and trashing individual liberty? We'll be back with Norm Singleton here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500.
$5. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Sacred Fire Liberty Hour continues now with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And in the blog posts up there at Campaign for Liberty, we're linking them in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. You have an issue here with fusion centers, $1 billion of paranoia. What does that mean?
Well, fusion centers were created after 9/11, and they're basically designed to help the federal government track terrorists. The problem is, like a lot of the war on terrorism, they're a waste of money, and they're a job creation program for basically so-called experts who want to label certain groups of people terrorists. What is interesting is that they, during the Obama years, they fixated on the idea of extremist, and a very controversial 2009 report labeled supporters of Ron Paul at Campaign and Campaign for Liberty, as well as the Libertarian or Constitutionalist Party, as potential threats or potential right-wing extremists. They also said anyone who had the Gaston flag, you know, the "Don't Tread on Me" symbol, yeah, on their car, that was a sign of danger, and that basically means that me, you, and I are labeled by these people as extremists. Yet Republicans in Congress just this week, they passed legislation in the House, I think by voice vote actually, to further integrate these centers into the security apparatus by allowing by directing them to share more information with the Homeland Security and other so-called security agencies, and get more information shared with them. And that's not the only stealth attack on our privacy we've seen. In the spending bill that was just passed and that was signed, and I and others predicted that we would find lots of little hidden gems in there. Gems might be the wrong word. But we would find little provisions in there that assault our liberties, because we always find weird stuff in there and bad stuff in there after they're signed, because they're so big and they're rushed so quickly, is something called a patient tracking system. Now, this is the latest attempt to implement a uniform national debt system for storing medical records, having them electronically under a particular code, and these records would be available not just to medical professionals, but to states, but to medical researchers, law enforcement, and other state favored special interests, mostly without your consent. And this is a debate that goes back to the so-called privacy rules of the 90s, which Jonathan, I'm sure, would remember if he were here. Robert, you might remember that too. And
yes.
And Ron Paul, actually, when he was in Congress for many years, blocked funding to develop the unique patient identifier. Unfortunately, Congress dropped that, probably under pressure from Big Pharma and the big health insurance and the big hospital conglomerates, because they love this idea because they think it means efficiency, but efficiency at the sacrifice of our privacy, and we know what that is.
Well, and in monopoly, which it is, the medical monopoly is very real and very dangerous to your health.
And there's something that about these electronic national systems, about Obamacare and about all the other big government healthcare programs, is they encourage consolidation because a lot of doctors find themselves struggling under dealing with the paperwork from the government, from the insurance companies. Reimbursement is bad. They have to basically give their medical discretion over to insurance companies and the Obamacare exchanges and other things. And so they are left with no other choice but to, give up their practice or sell it out to a large hospital. And so the result is the hospitals start to control more and more medicine. Doctors stop becoming small businessmen and start becoming employees of a hospital. And anyone who's ever watched Scrubs and remembers Bob Kelso, I think, should understand why that might not be the best thing for a medical system that puts people before profits, to coin a phrase, because as Dr. Paul said, and actually a clip I just watched last night from the 2012 campaign talking about how he did so much charity care when he was a doctor back then, before you had all this government interference, helping people voluntarily, providing charity care to the indigent, that was just part of practicing medicine back then. Now, part of practicing medicine is giving away your freedom is selling your freedom and your medical discretion to big government and their allies in the private sector.
Well said. Norm, government is the enemy of liberty. It's always been the case. And having a limited government has been a tough road to hoe here lately in America. And Norm and the Campaign for Liberty are helping us do that with whatever ounce of freedom we have left. Thank you, Norm. Appreciate you so very much. Thank you to Cheryl. We've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up, including GMO updates, increasing your energy, and more. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS.
They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.